A few events in recent weeks got us thinking about American captives abroad. The first was a ceremony in New Hampshire honoring slain journalist James Foley, brutally murdered by ISIS in Syria in 2014. The New Hampshire Supreme Court awarded him the Life and Liberty Award for individuals who've demonstrated excellence and bravery in the world of human rights. The second was a statement by federal officials saying they believe Marine-turned-journalist Austin Tice, a captive in Syria since 2012, is still alive. Now, three American prisoners were released from North Korea this year, and then there was the tragic return of Otto Warmbier. He was brought back from North Korea in a coma after a year of detention. He died 6 days after coming home. So who is out there now, and who's thinking about them? Well, Diane Foley is James Foley's mother and is now president and founder of the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation, which advocates for the safe return of Americans unjustly detained abroad. Diane, welcome back.
Thank you, Robin.
And your son, the journalist, horribly in the limelight during his capture in 2014. He'd also been held hostage once before in 2011. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We've been busier than ever, though, Robin. Mm-hmm. There are more and more U.S. nationals being taken hostage or unjustly detained around the world.
Yeah.
It's primarily a rather silent crisis, if you will.
Yeah, well, let's make a little noise about it then. We also know that things go on behind the scenes. That was happening when your son was held hostage. President Obama authorized a complicated attempt at rescue. It failed. But we are hearing now from government officials that they are working very hard to try to bring Austin Tice home. Tell us more about who he is and his situation.
Well, Austin was a young man actually that Jim knew and was concerned about on his last trip home to visit in October of 2012. Austin has now been missing for six long years. Mm-hmm. He is a young Texan who was a Marine and was in Georgetown Law School and was taking a break over the summer to do some reporting in Syria.
Yeah. You said he was and then quickly switched it to he is. How much of your work is keeping this positive attitude that these people are alive?
I think it is vital. And in the case of Austin, we're very hopeful.
Yeah.
Much of the intelligence says that he is alive.
Yeah.
So I think the difficulty is bringing him home. Particularly.
So what'd you make of just last week, special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, Robert O'Brien, made the announcement that the U.S. government believes Austin Tice is alive. He also said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been intimately involved in Tice's case. What'd you make of all that?
I just applaud that. I was so grateful when Robert O'Brien was recently named the special envoy for hostage affairs because vacancy, a real problem in the past year.
He spoke at the National Press Club and noted
yes.
that news organizations are also working feverishly to bring Austin Tice home. And we remember that your son was working at the time for Global Post. Phil Balboni worked tirelessly to try to get your son home. Are you in touch with any of these news organizations, or is anyone in the government talking to you about these searches?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That is part of our advocacy work, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's very important to engage with the hostage fusion cell, the hostage envoy, and periodically with the White House hostage recovery group, because
yeah.
bringing Americans home is a very complex issue, particularly depending on who the captor is. If it's a government or a terrorist group, criminal gang, all of those different entities make a difference.
Who is thought to be holding Austin Tice? Because there's been talk of approaching Russians who back the Syrian government, which is
right.
winning the wars there. Who do you think is holding him?
Well, I mean, there's nothing definitive, but most everything points to the government, the Assad regime, holding him.
Yeah.
And he, of course, has kept people for years.
Right.
So that's partly what makes the family and all of us hopeful. that with the right type of negotiation and persistence that he can be, in fact, freed. But you know, Robin, there are many, many others. Robert Levinson, for example, now 11 years, last seen in Iran, and the Princeton graduate student Wang, a brilliant young man. They're on a special educational visa studying and arrested.
Well, just to pause for a second on Robert Levinson, this is the former FBI agent who is in Iran. You mentioned Wang, the student. But on Levinson's 70th birthday this year, his family and FBI colleagues had a celebration. They put out a statement reminding people of his, you know, presumed captivity and the $5 million reward for information leading to his return, and called on the government of Iran to uphold their commitment to find him. Do you believe in that case that Iran is committed to finding him?
My opinion is that they know where he is. I feel a lot of governments, such as Iran, use people as tokens. That's what hostage taking is all about. It's about gaining some sort of an advantage over another. And unfortunately, with countries like Iran and North Korea, they use hostage taking as a ploy against our citizens, really. It's more about our government, as in the case of our son Jim. Mm-hmm. Jim certainly was not doing any harm to the people who kidnapped him. But because he was an American, he represented any hatred or untoward feelings that those captors had towards our country. So a lot of times our citizens are, in fact, targets because of political policy, political opinions, dissension, that sort of thing.
You know, you've spoken of Jim a couple times now. Diane Foley, how is it that you can do this work? Because every single day while you're doing your work, you must be thinking of him. Isn't that rubbing something in a wound?
Well, Jim challenges me, Robin, in a big way. Jim was an incredibly special young man. I truly don't think I realized what an amazing man he had become. But I failed in bringing him home because I was clueless. I had no idea how any of this worked. Mm. So after he was killed, I have been challenged to do all I can do to help other families in this situation, because it is an incredibly frightening, lonely, panic-filled time for people. And I think something very important for our country to have the back of brave young Americans who go out in the world, be they journalists, humanitarian workers, educators, or businessmen. My goal is that our country will make the return of our Americans a priority.
Another captive you feature, Reza Rabin Shahini, a dual American-Iranian citizen. We know where he is. He's being held in prison. I mean, the list goes on, and we'll link people at hereandnow.org. You know, I'm sure people listening would say, you can't fail at the impossible. But I hear you in saying that you'd like to, you know, help other people do maybe more than you felt you could do. We know that Austin Tice's parents, Mark and Deborah Tice, we've spoken with them, our hearts are with them. They're planning to go back to, I think it'll be their seventh trip, to the area where, you know, their son is being held in Syria. Do you recommend it or not?
That's a very good question, Robin. I did not do that. I was deterred from doing that.
By who? By the government? Or
by friends and the government.
Yeah.
I can understand their need to do that. And I do think it definitely puts pressure on the captors. I guess I can look at our situation. I went to the media hoping that awareness of Jim's situation would make a difference. But perhaps that makes a captive more valuable to those who've captured him. And that's what I was told at that time. Okay. So part of what the Foley Foundation is trying to do is to figure out some of this and figure out what are the best strategies. Because at this point, I don't feel that we really know. In 2015, this new structure was set in place by President Obama's presidential directive. So we now have Fusion Cell, Hostage Envoy, and Recovery Group, whose mission it is to bring Americans home. But we don't yet know how effective that is going to be. Is that, in fact, the best way? Or is it more effective through a private security group or a family's plea? We really don't have answers for that, Robin, but that is part of our goal, is to make that something that we can at least offer better advice to families in this horrific situation.
Get the answers that you wish you had.
Absolutely. So I just want any family in this situation to know that the Foley Foundation is available, as is Hostage US, which we started in 2015 to confidentially help families with any needs that might have been brought up by the captivity of a loved one.
Diane Foley, president and founder of the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation, again named for her son, Jim, killed by ISIS in Syria in 2014. And we'll link you to all this terrific work that she's been doing since. Diane, thank you so much.
Robin, you're wonderful. Thank you for your time, Robin. Happy holidays.
Oh, you too.